Good morning, and welcome to our Bird Notes. This is a tattered time of year. The butterflies, those that are still alive, have tears in their wings. The leaves, losing their chlorophyll, are no longer whole. They have ragged edges and bites taken out of them by hungry caterpillars. And what about the birds? Is their plumage worn and torn and tired too? Well, no, because they have changed into their work clothes and are getting ready for their migration. The urgent and colorful vanity of the spring is gone, as are the worn breeding feathers. Yes, feathers wear. The tips of the wings and tail feathers, especially, get worn away because of contact with branches and the ground. And feathers, like fingernails, are dead. They can't grow further, and damaged ones need to be replaced. Molting takes care of this, following the rigors of the breeding season, equipping the bird with a new set of feathers, a necessity for the long migrations. By the way, if you're up for a challenge, try to sort out the terminology and the sequences of plumages of molting. There are some aspects of feather wear that are interesting beyond just the need for replacement. For example, dark feathers, those containing the black pigment melanin, have been found to resist wear better than white ones. The tips of the wings, which are subject to wear, are black in many birds, think seagulls. This slows the rate of wear. Feather wear also affects patterns of some birds' plumage. The black bib on the familiar male house sparrow is a result of the gradual wearing away of the gray breast feathers. Male bobolinks arrive at their black and white breeding plumage through the wearing away of the yellowish tips of the feathers that are otherwise black. And the speckled appearance of winter starlings becomes the spotless, glossy black breeding plumage by the wearing off of the pale tips of the body feathers. But beyond just the colors of the plumage, were it not for molting of worn and damaged feathers and the regrowth of new ones, the birds, like the leaves, would look tattered and torn. The leaf's autumn journey is only a few feet downward, but the birds have hundreds or even thousands of miles to go, and worn feathers just wouldn't do.